Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum, special open forum for a Wednesday. Jimmy Akin here with us this hour, Jimmy's senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And we are also right now 1 minute past the halfway mark of our pledge drive. We just do 6 hours every 4 months, and we have now completed 3 hours of that. I will tell you as soon as I have an update how we did with the pledge last hour. Jimmy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Based on the information I have, and it looks like we may have just barely made the pledge from the challenge from last hour.
Okay, that's very good news.
The figures I have are still a few minutes before the hour, but we were getting close. Obviously, we were struggling last hour. And as one of the things that Chris Check brought up last hour is we've been struggling with our fundraising the last month or so. Here at Catholic Answers, we're not where we need to be in terms of our ordinary annual cycle of fundraising.
Yeah.
We've really taken on a lot of extra apostolic work. We have a lot of new programs that we're launching here at Catholic Answers, a lot of new forms of outreach. And as a result, our Board of Trustees earlier this year approved our most aggressive budget ever.
Uh-huh.
Which means our biggest budget ever.
Doing stuff,
And that means that we have to, in order to meet that budget, we have to grow our funds in order to be able to undertake all the apostolic work that Catholic Answers is doing. If we don't do that, we're going to have to cut back. And thus far, although we're within a reasonable distance of being able to meet our goals, we are not there yet. And so if we're going to be able to accomplish all of the tasks that have been laid out for us to accomplish and not have cutbacks on things, we are going to need your support. The way to give us your support is by going to your phone and giving us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000. I can see on the board right now that we have the majority of our phone lines are open. That means we have people standing by at their desks here in the building waiting to take your call. That's what they're sitting there just waiting to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Also, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even if you're not listening live. If you're listening to us via podcast or something like that, you can go there. In fact, you could pause the podcast right now and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're in a part of the world where international calling is not easy for you, you can also use CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to be here in the United States to use that. But if you are here in North America, please give us a call, 888-291-8000. We have a new $15,000 matching challenge for this hour. We have not even begun to get started on it.
No.
So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
I'm informed by Darren that we made the first hour pledge in the last minute of the hour. We're very grateful for that. I think you might notice that some of these large donors that have come through with very big matches for us this pledge drive thus far, I think that has to do with the sense of urgency around here that we really needed those big matches. So we're grateful for you helping us reach them. A $15,000 match is reachable this hour. We can do it. And it means so much. If we raise $15,000 via that number, 888-291-8000, and we add into that everything that comes in on CatholicAnswersRadio.com, then we get the full $15,000 match. Call and help. We're going to continue to do our job. We're going to continue to take calls because that's what we do, answer questions about the Catholic faith. And if you will take the time, take a minute, pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. That would be very, very helpful to us. I didn't know if I was supposed to stop talking when you said if you're listening to the podcast, just pause it. But I guess that's their thing.
That's their thing.
I don't have to stop and wait for them to come back.
No.
Okay. That's Anonymous in Nebraska. You're up first this hour with Jimmy Akin. Your question, Anonymous.
I am currently an RCIA and thinking about joining the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but feel like I'm less than, can't fully belong in the church or fully be used by God until I'm married or have my own family. You know, people keep telling me that marriage and family will happen one day, but I've just been wrestling with the possibility that it may not happen. So I guess I'm wondering if you have any advice for me or what your thoughts would be for how to deal with not knowing whether that's in my future, and how not to feel like I don't quite belong in the church with that lacking.
Well, I would say you shouldn't feel like you don't belong in the church if you're not married. While most people in life are married, lots of them aren't. I'm not. I'm a widower. And that doesn't stop me from being in the church. It doesn't stop me from feeling at home in the church. And it doesn't stop me from being used by God in the church. And so I don't see how those two things are connected. In fact, I would even say, look at what St. Paul had to say about this subject in his letters, especially in his correspondence with the Corinthians. He made the point that there could be circumstances in which it's better to be unmarried. He mentioned the situations that were going on in the world in his day as one reason why it would be better to not be married. And he said, although it's not a sin to marry, if you're not married and you're okay with that situation, then don't let it trouble you. Don't get married. It'll actually spare you some troubles you would otherwise have, because you'll be able to devote yourself wholeheartedly to God and not have the complications that come with having a spouse and children and so forth. So he actually recommended it, and he wasn't even the only one. Jesus himself recommended it. If you look in the Gospels where Jesus is asked about marriage and divorce, he lays out very strong teaching about marriage and divorce. And at one point, the disciples question him about this and say, well, it could seem like it could be better not to even get married. And he said, well, this isn't everybody's gift, but some people are born eunuchs and some people are made eunuchs by men and some people are eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom, meaning they voluntarily choose to remain unmarried. And if he says this isn't for everyone, but for those who can accept this, let them accept it. And so actually the church historically has seen a state of celibacy for various reasons, including the fact that it corresponds to our final state in the next life, when, as Jesus says, we'll neither marry nor be given in marriage, we'll be like the angels in heaven, has actually seen celibacy as a higher state in life than being married. And so I would say, if anything, that should make you feel, as an unmarried person, especially at home in the Catholic Church. So marriage is a great thing. It's how the human race keeps going, and it's what most people's gift is and what most people's vocation is. And it very well may be what your vocation is, but if being unmarried is the thing that ends up working out for you, then that's okay. You're going to be fully a member of the church, and God can fully use you. And St. Paul and Jesus actually have something of a preference for the unmarried state, even though it's not for everyone.
Anonymous, I hope that's helpful to you. Thank you so much for the call, and God bless you as you go through the RCIA process towards being received into the church.
Yeah.
It's always a delight to hear it, and thank you for sharing it with us.
And that's the kind of call that we, are here to. I mean, we love satisfying people's curiosity and all kinds of questions, but especially when someone is having a moment in their life where something very significant is happening, where they're looking at becoming a member of the Catholic Church, or maybe they're having a crisis of faith, or maybe they have an urgent pastoral problem. Those are the calls that we're really especially pleased to be able to be here to help with. And it's those calls that your generosity makes possible. If you didn't support Catholic Answers Live and the work of Catholic Answers in general, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to help people out in those sensitive situations. And so that's what you're doing by your generosity, is you're being able to provide the help and the healing that's needed by people in those special situations. Right now, we have lots of phone lines open just for you. We got people at their desk waiting to take your call. Please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. There's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match on this hour. If we can raise $15,000 by the top of the hour, we get that $15,000 to match every dollar of it. The number 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Those are recorded immediately, and they become part of the overall pledges for this hour, moving us towards reaching that goal. 888-291-8000, the number again, or go to Catholic. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Catholic Answers is here to provide answers about the Catholic faith, about moral issues in the light of the teaching of the Catholic Church. We're here to help. And you become part of that help. You become part of helping those individuals who call, and you become part of helping the society as a whole that needs some wholesome media, some media that is not angry at anybody, some media that's not tearing people down, some media that is concerned to share the fullness of truth as revealed in Jesus Christ and as carried down through history by his church, the Catholic Church. We need your help right now. There are more than half of our lines open right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We got a call from Canada. We try to get to those as quick as we can. Let's go to John near Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius Satellite Radio. John, your question for Jimmy.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for your ministry and your work spreading the truth. I really appreciate it. This is the first day I was able to listen to you on a new satellite radio, so great timing.
Very good. Thank you.
You had a caller earlier that was discussing communion and the Eucharist in terms of marriage outside the church. So a bit of background. I'm a convert. My wife is also a convert. We both converted in our adult years. She about a year and a half behind me. We were married outside of the church prior to our conversion.
Okay.
And I was baptized. I grew up Protestant, then became an atheist, and about 10 years later, searching for the truth, discovered the truth in the Catholic Church, and she did a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So married outside the church, then converting to the church, how does the initial answer stand with regards to reception of the Eucharist, having not been married in the church?
Had either one of you been married previously?
No.
Okay. No. Unless there's something really strange affecting your situation that you haven't mentioned, there's no problem at all here. People who are not members of the Catholic Church are not bound to observe the Catholic form of marriage, so it's no problem if they get married outside of the Catholic Church. Observing the Catholic form and thus having a Catholic wedding is something that it's kind of like the requirement that many states or provinces may have of if you're one of our citizens, then you need to get a marriage license from us. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an equivalent of that. So if let's say your province, and I don't know what Alberta does, but let's suppose Alberta said if you're a citizen of Alberta, you need to get a marriage license from here in Alberta. Well, then you as a citizen of Alberta would have to do that. But I as a citizen of the United States would not have to do that. And my marriage would be perfectly valid even though I never took out a marriage license from Alberta. If I then moved to Alberta, that wouldn't do anything because to the status of my marriage because I was already validly married. So in the case of you and your wife, neither one of you were Catholic, so neither one of you was obliged to observe the Catholic form of marriage at the time that you got married. Since neither one of you was married to anybody else before, the church is going to look at your situation and say, well, here were two people who were free to marry each other. They weren't obliged to have a Catholic wedding, so when they married each other, this would have been a valid union. And then once you were both baptized, I know you were already baptized, but then once your wife became baptized, that valid marriage automatically elevated to the status of a sacramental marriage. So you guys are like any other validly married Catholics, and you can lead a full and normal sacramental life.
John, I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much for that call from Canada. We've had calls from Australia and Canada and everything else from the U.S. today, but all around the United States. And that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. We just answer questions about the Catholic faith, make sure that people know the truth. Sometimes that comes as a great relief to people to get the answers. Sometimes it becomes as a challenge to people. And both are good for us, and we want to keep doing that. And we have this $15,000 match right now, a dollar-for-dollar match till the top of the hour. The phone lines all filled up. Last time we came to you to ask a few minutes ago, they are all cleared out now. That's how quick the process is. It really won't take a lot of your time. We need you as a donor. Please help us reach this match, 888-291-8000, or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And again, let me stress, if you think that your pledge or gift is insignificant or doesn't matter, we are supported by an average of 13 people per radio tower that we're on. We're on hundreds of radio towers. Maybe you thought there's hundreds and hundreds of people under the signal where you are who are supporting us. But that's not the case. We average 13 donors per tower. So if you could be number 14, maybe somebody else will be 14 today. You could be number 15. Oh, we're looking for number 16, 17, and 18 as well. That is a material change in our circumstances. That's a significant change in our circumstances. As Jimmy said, we're really trying to keep growing, expanding, and putting those resources to work all around the world. Virtually everywhere where you can find people, we'd like you to be able to find Catholic Answers, whether that's online, on television, on the radio, on the satellite, on the shortwave, whatever continent you're on. We want to be there to share Catholic Answers. Please help us do that. Let's fill up the lines right now, 888-291-8000. It really means something when you call, 888-291-8000.
And we have some people we want to thank. Many of these people gave during the previous hour, so they were working towards the previous goal that we had for that hour. But we want to thank Tony, who is Diana's mom. Diana was our previous call screener. And even though Diana has moved on to other things,
yeah,
her mom still recognizes the value of the show and was able to donate $1,000 to the last hour's matching challenge. Thank you so much, Tony. Philip from Montana is donating $50 a month. Tom from Michigan has donated $103.75, a very specific amount.
Can I tell you why that is?
Sure.
It's because when you go online to donate, you can hit that button that says you'll pay the credit card fee.
Right, because there's a transaction fee.
Right,
and many people are generous enough to say, yeah, I want to go ahead and just cover that so Catholic Answers can get the full benefit of my donation.
Yeah.
Robert has given $25. Another Robert from Massachusetts has given $50 and says, you guys are the key to advancing the faith. Kathy in Pennsylvania has donated $500. We have a $50 donation from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, near where I grew up. $500 from an anonymous married couple who challenged their fellow parishioners to call in from Sherwood, Oregon, and they're at St. Francis's Parish. So we have a whole bunch of folks who are helping out right now. But as Cy said, the vast majority of our lines are actually empty. I think I see three calls, and it looks like that are currently on being taken right now, and there's like 20 lines open. So please, we've gotten everybody we can in the building to be available to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000. We want to keep these phone lines busy. We've got a long way to go yet before we make that $15,000 matching challenge for this hour. In fact, it's so young in the hour, I don't have any information on how close we are. But based on the status of the phone lines, I am sure that there is still a long way to go. So please call, be generous. The number is 888-291-8000. We do need your help if we're going to be able to make our needed financial goals and avoid cutbacks. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're going to do our regular job here of answering questions. We don't want to stop doing that. We only come to you 6 hours every quarter, and we are well past halfway through those 6 hours now. 888-291-8000, the number to call. Please do fill up those lines, 888-291-8000. We go now to Joe in Portland, Oregon, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube, Joe. Your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy and Cy, thanks for taking my call. So I've called into the show before a few times. Mm-hmm. I'm an unbeliever, but one question that I was specifically wanted to ask you about, something that I don't understand, is that angels, when they were created, angels possess perfect knowledge. Is that correct?
I don't know. I can understand the phrase perfect knowledge in more than one way, and I don't know that I would describe angels as having perfect knowledge in every sense. I would say it's an open question. They certainly don't have perfect knowledge in the sense of complete knowledge. They are not omniscient. They don't know everything. And so their knowledge by nature is finite and thus incomplete, as is our knowledge. In addition, while I can imagine that angels might have beliefs that end up not being true, and so there might be an admixture of error in angelic knowledge, as well as in angelic belief, as well as actual knowledge. That's more speculative, though. What's definitely true, though, is they don't have all information. They have only finite information.
Okay, good to know. But when created, angels had knowledge of God's existence and their
yes.
purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I suppose the question I'm asking then is, why would and I know that time works differently because angels are outside of time.
Know that angels are outside of time. Time may work differently for them, but they are bound by time in some way because they're created beings.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that because
sure.
I'd heard people say that they were not bound by time at all before, and that it kind of confused me.
Yeah, that's a common misperception, but it's not actually what the church teaches.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joe.
So when they were created then, having knowledge of God and their purpose, my question would be, why is it that some angels, such as Satan and the demons, mm-hmm. Why would they choose to rebel against God? Was it a deficit in their personality or their, I know they aren't really people in the sense that we usually use the word, but was it a deficit in their attributes that didn't enable them to just be like, okay, yes, I'm going to accept God as my creator and follow his plan for me? Or why would some of them choose mm-hmm. to resist God freely, but still, why would any of them choose that?
Well, there are different ways of answering this question, and the church hasn't given us a definitive answer on this. So it's a matter of theological speculation. The standard account is that so knowledge and freedom are two different aspects of the of a created intellect, and so just because you have knowledge of something doesn't mean that you're thereby deprived of free will. And so even though they had obvious knowledge of God's existence and presumably knew quite a bit more about him than we do in this life, they still had the freedom to choose otherwise and to choose to resist. They continue to believe in him, and they're still aware of his existence, and they're still aware of many truths about God. But they did have this option of choosing either to serve or not. And God, however he did it, made it possible for them to make this choice to where their wills were not compelled. It's then a speculative matter about exactly what did that situation require for them to be able to freely make this choice, and what factors in an individual demon's case were determinative of the choice he made? Presumably, just reasoning by analogy to human psychology, presumably the angels who fell and became demons chose some created good that was a genuine good over what would have been in their long-term interests. This is something we see humans do very frequently. For example, most of the time when humans knowingly commit a sin, it's because there's some created good that they're actually pursuing and they're allowing to dominate their attention and the focus of their will, like, say, pleasure from whatever you want to pick, using pornography, getting drunk, whatever it may be. They're going after some short-term good, the pleasure that's involved in these things, while ignoring the overall disordered structure of the act that they're pursuing in order to arrive at this good. And presumably something similar would have been the case with the demons. And over the course of the centuries, there has been speculation about exactly what that was, like a desire to rule yeah. rather than to serve. But it's unclear. It's a matter of speculation. But I hope that sheds some light on the subject.
Joe, thank you very, very much. We are in the very midst of our fall pledge drive. The number to call, 888-291-8000, if you are willing to support us, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $15,000 match right now, a $15,000 match, and we are not close to meeting it. I just checked
it.
We're
less than halfway there.
here.
So if you could, we'll just take a minute of your time here before we go back to the regular program. But let me just say, if you have been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers, maybe you haven't been thinking. Maybe you thought, well, my support is not really important. It's very important. It's vital. We have lots of phone lines open right now. The people who are answering the phones are the staff members here, all the way from the president all the way down to the least little radio host. Everyone's answering phones here. You just pick up and dial 888-291-8000. Every bit gets us closer to realizing that $15,000 match. I think a good part of why we have a $15,000 match is that we need it. It turns out that we are not where we need to be financially as we head towards the end of this year. We won't come to you again this year. This is it. We will not come to you again before the end of the year. This is your opportunity to support us. I hope you do think of it as an opportunity to support us, because together we are, in fact, sharing the good news with many, many people, inviting many, many people back to the church, and removing obstacles to coming back. 888-291-8000. We'll take a quick break. Dial that phone.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum today. Don't usually do open forums on a Wednesday, but today we have Tim and Jimmy. Sorry about that. Here with us today, Jimmy Akin here this hour, and we're happy to take your questions on any aspect of the Catholic faith. It is also true that we are more way past the halfway mark now of our pledge drive, which only goes for 6 hours every quarter,
and that is a problem because we are even though we're past the 50% mark on our pledge drive for the radio. We are not yet at 50%
in our fundraising
of our goal for the pledge drive. So we are behind where we need to be, and the phone lines are basically pretty empty right now. There's lots of people sitting at their desks waiting for your call. Please give them a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000. Cy, as you know, the New Testament has a lot to say about the subject of giving to support God's work. One of the things that I know we'll be talking about tomorrow, because I'm going to be on for both hours tomorrow doing more of just what we're doing today, one of the things that St. Paul talks about is the obligation of those who are taught God's word to support the teaching of God's word. And he says, let he who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. And in context, it's quite clear he's talking about financial support. Mm-hmm. Those who are engaged in the work of preaching God's word need to have that activity supported by those who receive the benefit. So if you're listening to the show, whether you're Catholic, whether you're some other kind of Christian, whether you're not even a Christian, if you're experiencing benefit, by, especially spiritual benefit, by what you're learning here on the show by listening, then please heed St. Paul's dictum and support the preaching of the word so it can continue to help you and continue to help many other people all over the world. We've already had international calls today on the show from other countries, and that's a testament to just how wide the reach of the program is and thus just how effective your support will be. But in order for the show to go on and all of the work of Catholic Answers to go on, we do need to hear from you. We are not yet halfway to our $15 matching challenge for this hour, and we are not yet halfway to our goal for this overall, to our overall goal for the radio drive, even though we're more than halfway through. So we really do need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, but we do have lots of lines open for you right now. It only takes a few moments, and we've really gone out of our way to try to make everybody we can available to help you out. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We are going to take calls because that's what we do. You know, we answer questions about the faith. We want to make sure that callers can get through today. We don't want to just spend the whole show on fundraising. But I will tell you this, large donor yesterday made a big difference in our life. If you are someone who can do that, maybe you can do a $500 gift. Maybe you can do a $1,000 gift. Maybe you are so blessed that you can do a $5,000 or $10,000 gift or even more. Chris Check said he believes there's somebody out there that can do a $50,000 gift. These numbers are very big to me, but I know not to everyone. And your help at this time of a little bit of difficulty is greatly appreciated. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And by the way, we want to say thank you to just a few more people. Carolyn and Fred are already donors. They're already monthly donors, but they're sending an extra $50, which is something to think about. If you're already a donor, maybe there's a little extra that you could send, or maybe you could increase your monthly pledge. Both of those would be great options. Carolyn and Fred have done so, and they also say hi to Tim, who had a role in Carolyn's conversion. Consuelo from Oregon is donating $10 a month and says, pray that she gets a job. She's a performing artist, and she has two special needs children, but she sees so much value in the show she is donating $10 a month, and that's really sacrificial, and that really is something that, that definitely gets God's attention, and we definitely will ask the listeners to pray for you, Consuelo, and for everybody in similar situations. Chris from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, has donated $500, and so there are a lot of people out there who are very generous. But as you know, Cy, you were talking about it earlier during the hour with Tim, most of the people listening are actually not supporters.
Yep.
Comparatively few of them are. And that's something that, you know, if you're a regular listener of the show, it's something you want to think about because, you know, there is that principle that I've mentioned that, you know, if you benefit from hearing God's word, you need to support those who are ministering that word to people. And so if you're benefiting from this show and you are not a supporter, you want to think about that. Can you afford something? I mean, you know, maybe you're in a situation where you can't afford a lot. Maybe you're in a situation where you can afford a substantial gift. But whatever situation you're in, if you're listening and you benefit from this show and you either have never given or haven't given in a while, think about what you could do and ponder that. And please, once you've figured out what you can do, give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
Call now, 888-291-8000. Lines are filling up, and we're very grateful for that. I see four open lines right now. If we could get those filled,
let's take a call now.
Mean so much to us. 888-291-8000. Now, Dave in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, watching on YouTube. Dave, your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to clear up something with Jeremiah 44. Who is the Queen of Heaven that they're referring to? Jeremiah 44.
Okay, so for people who may not be familiar with this passage, there is a passage in Jeremiah 44, as you say, if people want to look it up. It's down around verses 15 through 19, and Jeremiah is talking about a practice that is going on that he's aware of where various people who are Jews, who should know better, are burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her and things like that. And this is happening and has happened in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and it's a cause of outrage for God that's going to lead to problems. Scholars have actually debated exactly who this Queen of Heaven is. It's obviously a pagan goddess. That's the clear indication from the context here in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, of course, lived several hundred years before the time of Christ, and his book is principally concerned with the calamities that are going to come on God's people because of their worship of other gods. And this is just an illustration of that. It's an example of that. Precisely who the Queen of Heaven is in this case is a little unclear, and scholars have proposed a number of different possibilities. Among the Canaanite gods, the Canaanites were the people who occupied the Holy Land before the people of Israel. That's why the Holy Land itself is called Canaan. Mm-hmm. And so the Canaanites, who had previously lived there, had a pantheon of deities that was headed by a god named El, which is just the Canaanite word for God. And then there were a bunch of others too, including Baal, the storm god, Yam, the sea god, Mat, the god of death, and so on. Those were male gods, but there were also female counterparts. For example, El was thought to have been married to a goddess named Asherah. And since if you conceive of El as the king of heaven, then Asherah could be the queen of heaven. Mm-hmm. But it's not entirely clear that Asherah was the goddess in question. It also may have been the goddess Anat. And there's one more too, whose name also happens to start with A, but I'm blanking on it. In any event, there are a number of possibilities, but it appears that the Queen of Heaven in this case would have been one of the female deities that had been worshipped by the Canaanites, and then that custom got passed on illegitimately to some in the Jewish community, which then brought about the calamities that Jeremiah describes in his book.
Okay, Dave, I hope that was helpful to you. Thank you so much. We are in the midst of our pledge drive, almost coming to a two-thirds complete here. Just a few more minutes, and we will be two-thirds complete with our pledge drive. We'd certainly love to use up this $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we have this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call.
I've been a longtime member now of Catholic Answers Radio Club and would strongly urge every listener to donate. It's only by having the radio station on the air that we can convert souls. And as Pope Francis and Pope Benedict and Pope St. John Paul has asked us to evangelize, the best way to evangelize is to have good information about our faith. And the only way we get that information is from programs like Catholic Answers. So they definitely need our financial support. And I would ask everyone to dig down deep and give what they can, what they can afford to Catholic Answers.
That's why we love our Radio Club members. You should join Radio Club. That's free. He's exactly right. I mean, people are very much in many places, even in many parish pews, misinformed about the Catholic Church. Often that misinformation is the thing that keeps them from a full, joyful and intimate relationship with Christ, our Savior. We love to overcome those obstacles by answering questions, by sharing a sense of clarity, we hope, with charity each time we do. maybe we're not perfect in that, but we try our best. And we need your help to continue to do that. 888-291-8000. The people who want to tear down the culture are not resting. They're not taking a break. They're not taking a day off. They're not missing an opportunity. We need people who make it their intention to restore the culture to sanity. First of all, let's just start with sanity. But to restore the culture to Christ and his church is ultimately what we pray for, what we hope for, and what we work for. We need your help to do that work. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let us go then to Robert in Syracuse, New York, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Robert, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
I'd just like to say I'm a big fan of you, Jimmy Akin. You're the first apologist that I ever started reading or listening to. So,
oh, thank you.
I'm quite a big fan of you and your work, so thank you very much for what you do.
You're very kind. Thank you.
I'm a cradle Catholic. I've been a Catholic my entire life, but I have a lot of Pentecostal friends that I hang out with, mm-hmm. and we, you know, go back and forth sometimes. And one thing that they always bring up, or you know, recently they brought up, is the question of purgatory.
Uh-huh.
And I realize that the only Bible passage that I'm really strong with for defending purgatory is in Second Maccabees. But mm-hmm. think about that. That's in their Apocrypha. They don't have that in their Bible.
Right.
When they, you know, had no idea what I was talking about, it makes sense. So where in like the Bible that they also have, mm-hmm. are there other, you know, things that point to purgatory?
Yeah, there are a number of passages in the New Testament that have been proposed. A couple of them are in the Gospels, but frankly, I think they're weaker, and I prefer in apologetic discussions to go for the strongest passages. And the strongest passage dealing with purgatory in the New Testament is in 1 Corinthians 3, where St. Paul indicates that on what he calls the day, meaning the day of judgment, and that could either be the day of judgment at the end of the world, which he frankly expected during his own lifetime, or if you die before the end of the world, the day of judgment that you have at your own individual death. In any event, he says the day will test the work that we've done, whether we've built on the foundation of Christ with gold and precious jewels and things like that, very noble materials, or whether we've built with wood, hay, and straw, very common, ignoble materials. And he says our works will be tested by fire. And some of them, if we've built well on the foundation of Christ, so then our works will survive and we'll receive reward. So like gold and precious jewels are not burned up by fire. They would remain even after fire. Well, then we'd be rewarded if we'd done that kind of building. On the other hand, if we'd been not such good Christians, still saved, but not such good Christians, not so diligent in our actions in serving Christ, then it would be the equivalent of building with wood, hay, and straw, which are flammable materials. I don't know if you were aware of that, Cy, but
I was aware.
Yeah.
Right now in California, we're very aware of what burns.
Yeah. So if we've built with these inferior flammable materials, which is an analogy for lower quality, less spiritual acts and even sinful acts, then they'll be consumed. And he says that a person in that situation will still be saved, but it'll be like escaping through flames. And so he indicates that there is somehow wrapped up in the judgment that we all face an experience that's like testing by fire, even for the saved,
mm-hmm.
and that is comparable to fleeing a burning building. And that's what he means by it's like escaping through flames when he's just talked about building a house on the foundation of Christ. It's like you think you're safe in your wood, hay, and stubble house, and then the big bad fire-breathing wolf comes along and you're not so safe in there and you got to flee it. Well, this is a passage that supports the idea that as part of the judgment process, there will be a testing by fire that will not be fully pleasant, especially for us if we – even though we're saved, it won't be especially pleasant for us, especially if our works have been of inferior quality. So I would point to 1 Corinthians 3. I would, you know, before engaging in discussion, I'd study the passage some more, but that's the New Testament passage I would point to. I also, though, wouldn't hesitate to mention the passage from the Maccabees in passing, because even though it's not part of the Old Testament canon that's recognized by your Pentecostal friends, it's still a Jewish book that was written before the time of Christ. And what you can do, therefore, is say, look, the basic principle behind purgatory and praying for the dead is something that has been part of the Judeo-Christian tradition since before the time of Christ. It's right here in Maccabees. I know you don't honor this book as scripture, but it shows that this idea has been part of our common Jewish Christian tradition since that time. And guess what? Jews today still pray for the dead. They still have an awareness of this principle and thus an idea of purgatory. The same thing is true of Eastern Orthodox Christians and other Eastern Christians. They don't always use the word purgatory, but they have the same basic principle, and it's shared by Catholics. It's only in the Protestant community that there's come to be doubt about this. But Jews and all other Christians are agreed on this principle. And so that's something you should think about, even though at the moment you don't accept this book as scripture.
Robert, thank you so much for that call. It is open forum. And if you have a question for Jimmy Akin, we welcome your call. I hope that was helpful, Robert. I want to give a little update on where we are in the pledge drive. Right now, I am looking at three lines full. That means, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, 13 that are open. I can't count them at the moment. It's perfect time for you to call and help us. We are coming down to the last minutes now of our $15,000 match. We have not made the match in a particular way. If you are a person, and I'll be honest with you, Jimmy, I'm looking at the giving, and a couple of people took us up on this with larger donations, but we can still really use your help. If you're someone who can do that $2,500, $5,000 donation.
The most recent number we have, we're less than 15 minutes from the end of the show, and we are more than, based on the most recent number I have, we're still more than $4,000 away from meeting our challenge. So we really need to hear from folks. There are lots of lines open for you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Your generosity will enable Catholic Answers Live to not only stay on the air, but keep helping people all over the world, as well as promoting the apostolic work of Catholic Answers in general. As Chris mentioned in the previous hour, Chris Check, our president, we're not where we need to be in terms of our overall annual fundraising. We have our most aggressive budget ever this year, and we need your assistance if we're not going to have cutbacks. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. We have lots of lines open for you right now. The number is 888-291-8000.
$15,000, dollar for dollar match. We'd like to use it all up. We know we can use it all up. I'm actually feeling very hopeful right now as we come to the top of the hour. I know there are folks out there who will help us. Just want to let you know that from Sophia Institute Press, we have a couple fine books we can give you if you can make a $20 per month pledge or more. Maybe you could do $25 a month. Maybe you could do $50 a month. Whatever is within your budget, we'd be grateful for. But these books are absolutely beautiful. The Catholic Tradition and Treasures, an illustrated encyclopedia by Dr. Helen Hoffner, and The Cries of Jesus from the Cross, an anthology by Archbishop Fulton Sheen. So when you make that $20 pledge, let's just say you make that $20 pledge right now, you call 888-291-8000. You say, I can pledge $20 a month. To us, that is $240 over the course of the year. But because every dollar is being matched, it's also an immediate $240 from our donor who is matching every pledge. So if you can afford $20 a month, I don't know what Starbucks goes for, but I think that's like a small coffee there. Now, I don't know. I don't go there.
$240?
$240, that's about a small coffee.
My understanding.
888-291-8000 is the number. Also, want to remind you that there are folks who can do those bigger numbers, and if you can help us right now as we approach the top of the hour with one of those, maybe you can do $500. Maybe you're somebody who can pick up the phone and give $500.
In fact, we have something special for people who do donate $500 or more.
If you donate $500 or more, we want to send you from the Lexio series at Augustine Institute a 5-DVD set on the Gospel of Mark from the eminent and really fine biblical scholar, Tim Gray. It comes with a study guide. Fear, not faith, is the theme of the entire study. And when you are done with it, you will have a much deepened understanding of the Gospel of Mark. Maybe you can make that $500 donation now, 888-291-8000. That $500 is $1,000 for us. Maybe you can make a $1,000 donation. I know we're coming right up to the top of the hour. That becomes $2,000 for us. And I'm pretty sure five becomes 10. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
We've just been joined by Chris Check here in the studio. Chris, what do you have to tell us?
I know that you guys have been saying this, but I just want to underscore it for our listeners. We get the match when we meet it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, folks, we need you because we have
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Less than that on the air.
Less than 10 minutes. So we've got to close this match. So we need gifts right now. We need you to call 888-291-8000. The whole staff of Catholic Answers is on the phones right now. And I'm going to hang up my headphones here and go back to my desk and answer the phone. But we get the match when we meet it.
Right.
So
please give us a call. We have lines open for you right now. Chris's line is about to reopen.
It is. So you're 888-291-8000.
You're going to be talking to him.
Yeah.
And we do need to hear from you because we don't get the money until you match it.
888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. God bless all of you who have given so far. Thank you so much. And those of you who are waiting to give, this is the time right now.
888-291-8000. And let's try to see if we can get one another question in before we have to go.
Okay.
Let's go to Jerika. I think it's Jerika in Flora, Illinois, watching on YouTube. Jerika, did I get your name right?
It's Jerika.
Jerika, I apologize. Jerika, your question for Jimmy.
Yes. Okay. So my boyfriend and I have been divorced for a year, and we were married outside of the church, but we were both baptized, and he is converting to Catholicism. Like, he's already in the RCIA classes, and I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
We were just wondering if our marriage was valid.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand the fact pattern here. You and he were formerly married to each other outside the church, correct?
And I'm sorry, what was that?
You and he were formerly used to be married to each other. You got married outside the church. Later you got divorced, but you're still seeing each other now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have either one of you ever been Catholic before?
No.
Have either one of you been married to anyone else before?
I got married after we got divorced.
Okay. The way the Catholic Church would look at that canonically, it would assume that your first marriage to your husband is valid, that you did not, since neither one of you had ever been Catholic, neither one of you needed to get married in the Catholic Church, and so your marriage to each other would be presumed valid. The fact you later got divorced and married to someone else civilly would not affect that situation. So unless something else changes, and in less than until such time as you get an annulment, which you don't need, based on this fact pattern, the church would assume that you and your boyfriend are actually married, regardless of what civil law says. So if you both chose, let's say, to become Catholic and you chose to remarry each other, civilly, then the Catholic Church would look at that and say, okay, they've been married since the first marriage they had, and this is just a new civil acknowledgement of that fact. So the church would assume you have a valid marriage at this point.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for that call. I feel like
always great being able to relieve people's minds.
I know. I heard a little happiness in her voice there, I think. I think that's exactly what she wanted to hear. And we can't always tell people what they want to hear, but it's kind of fun when you can.
it is indeed. And that's, you know, what we're here to do is offer the truth and, you know, speak the truth in love. Whatever the truth happens to be in a particular case. But it's people's generosity that makes all of that possible, as well as all of the work of Catholic Answers. We are down in the final minutes of the show, but we still need to hear from you. And, you know, if, as we mentioned earlier, even after the show, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A lot of people these days listen to us on podcasts or time delayed on their local station. And so you can use that website 24 hours a day. It's actually the same website we go to when we're taking people's calls over the phone. So you can use it at the same time. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We will have Catholic Answers employees standing by for the next few minutes. You can give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We met the match for the first hour. Well, I'll be happy to come back tomorrow. I have great hopes to come back to you tomorrow and say we met the match for this hour.
And
I would
love
to do that. We have 4 and a half minutes left to the top of the hour. So start dialing now if you want to help us meet that match. 888-291-8000.
And tomorrow, I happen to know we have more challenges and they're bigger. So please be thinking about it tonight if you haven't yet donated, because we will be asking tomorrow and it's going to be a bigger challenge. Going to need your help.
2 hours of open forum and a little bit of appeals tomorrow. We look forward to having you here with us. Don't give up. If you haven't gotten through, call 888-291-8000. People will stay on the phones for the next few minutes. 888-291-8000.